why it should be easier to accept Article 32. Personally, I feel that it might raise even more questions of implementation and of also of political nature, etc. But this is, of course, your decision, and you answered what you wanted to answer. I want to come back to the other part of my previous question that relates to paragraph 9 of your answers to the list of issues, where you say that no complaint pursuant to Article 12 of the Convention, including the Comfort Women issue, has been raised to date against the government of Japan. I had asked you that in the absence of the facility of Article 31 of the Convention, and since Article 32 is not available for individual victims of any enforced disappearance as such, unless some government makes it their own issue, the only reason I can see that would be open if this answer of your in paragraph 9 is meaningful in the sense that it tells us there's no reason to be concerned, is that really in national domestic law of Japan, there is a possibility to make a complaint referring to Article 12 of the Convention. So I have not heard a clear answer to that. And you yourself in your written answer said it is unclear. But if this is an argument that victims' rights are preserved, which are referred to in Article 12 of the Convention, then we would need a clear answer if that is a way open for positing a complaint with reference to the Convention. Thank you.
Thank you. Emmanuel Deco, Professor Deco, you have the floor.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Pardon de reprendre la parole, et je voudrais d'abord remercier la délégation du Japon pour sa réponse.